The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. They may speak different languages, but Asian and European honeybees living in the same hive can learn to translate each other's dances to help one another find food. The 9 species of honeybees found worldwide diverged in evolutionary terms about 30 to 50 million years ago and developed different dance languages that they use to tell each other where a tasty flower or a choice nesting site is. The scouts perform the bee dances inside the nest. The coordinates of distant locations are encoded in the waggle phase of this ballet, with the direction and distance to the food source indicated by the orientation and duration of the dance. The duration of the waggle dances differs from species to species, even if bees are trying to communicate the same information. It's these differences which people can think of as distinct languages. So scientists mixed 2 species of honeybees, Asian and European, together in a hive, and once they had adjusted to each other, the scientists trained 1 species to fly to a feeder set at varying distances from the hive. When European honeybees were trained to find the feeder, Asian honeybees were soon able to decipher the dances of their European cousins and interpret where the feeder was.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.